On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz, BSU Outdoor Track and Field Team. Opened up their season this past weekend. Freshman Nikki Anderson with us. What was it like, Nikki, to finally get back outside and run?
It was nice. It would have been a little nicer if it wasn't raining, but it was good to be outdoors.
There was no snow. That's got to be a plus, right?
Yeah, that was a little better than running inside.
How difficult has practice been that you guys really haven't been able to get outside a whole heck of a lot?
It makes things a little tougher, but we've been able to do some starts and work on some things, and it'll be nice once we can get outdoors, but we're still ready.
The track is different when you're inside and outside. The track is banked a little bit. It's obviously shorter when you're inside. How do things change?
Well, I mean, obviously you have the weather that's different too, and it kind of pushes you either way, and you just got to be prepared for anything. And we get to go out there the day before and practice a little bit, so that's nice, and get a feel for the track.
You did hurdles and also several of the multi-events. What's your favorite event, if coach has no say in things?
I love hurdling. I didn't have my greatest race this past weekend, but I absolutely love it. Makes it more fun. You got something to do while you're running.
I'll admit I've never quite understood the whole concept of hurdling. I've never liked running, period, much less than having to jump over something. Is it a mindset amongst all hurdlers, or is it something that kind of grew on you?
I think once you get over the fear of the barrier in front of you, it just kind of makes you feel a little bit prouder and stronger that you can go out there and get over something.
Is the height the same indoor and outdoor?
Yeah. They have different heights for the 400-meter hurdles and the 100-meter hurdles, but outdoor and indoor, they're the same.
All right, you are not the biggest person. How in the heck do you throw the shot put?
I like to go up there and surprise some people. It's kind of fun. They don't expect much from me, but I've been practicing for a couple years, and it's fun to go surprise them.
How different has college track been for you compared to what you've done in the past?
I'm a multi in college, so it's been learning a lot of different events and new events and a lot more mental kind of preparation.
I don't want to stereotype all high school track coaches, but I'm going to. They typically have a pretty big team. A lot of schools, the boys coach is also coaching girls. You don't have the one-on-one time. Here in college, it's just the women's team. How much one-on-one time do you get, and how beneficial is that once you get here?
It's been really great for me because just with learning all the different events and new events, there's a lot of technique that goes along with it. And being a smaller team, you get a lot more of time with either Coach Hogan or Ben, and they're great.
What do you still need to work on before the season is done?
I would like to get my hurdling a little more perfected, and I haven't thrown javelin yet, and that's this weekend, so that'll be fun to try.
How depressing has it been? You look outside and there's still a foot of snow on the ground up here.
It's a little discouraging, but once it gets cleared out, it's going to be pretty fun.
Enjoy the rest of the season and good luck.
Thank you very much.
For more information about the BSU Beaver track and field teams, log on to bsubeavers.com. More of Midday Live is on the way next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.